91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Thank you. Eric Clapton with Since You Said Goodbye from Beloy's session, recorded in Basel, Switzerland, November 14th, 2013. 2013, that is. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. For the next hour, we are going to be playing tracks that all have Eric Clapton on them, except for one. So could be Eric, could be Cream, Derek and the Dominoes, could be anything. And so we also, as we usually do, we have a question of the week. And if you know the answer and are the first one to call at 908-852-4545, you may win a gift card to Piggy's Deli and Bagelry in Hackettstown, New Jersey. So the question has to do with Derek and the Dominoes and a drummer that never was a member of Derek and the Dominoes, but might have been. We're all familiar with the fact that, of course, it was Eric Clapton, Bobby Whitlock, who formed Eric and the Dominoes. It was Bobby Whitlock's idea. He had been living with Eric at Hurtwood Edge and writing songs together. Bobby said, why don't we make a band out of this thing? And so they recruited, they thought of Carl Radel, who had played with Delaney and Bonnie. And then the name of another drummer came up, but he wasn't available. And they thought, well, why don't we use Jim Gordon? You know, he was with Delaney and Bonnie, so they kind of became what the core of Delaney and Bonnie once were. And so this other drummer was not asked to join the band. And then when the band broke up, Jim Gordon was sort of the reason for the breakup, believe it or not. And everybody blames it on Patty Harrison and heroin, but it was really had to do with personnel problems that centered around good old Jim. So at that point, they thought, why don't we recruit, you know who, the guy that we thought of in the first place. So the big question is, without any further deliberation, who was the mystery drummer that was almost the original drummer in Derek and the Dominoes and then almost became the replacement drummer for Jim Gordon later on? 908-852-4545. 908-852-4545. Some more Clapton.
There ain't nothing I can do or nothing I can say that some folks won't criticize me. So I'm gonna do just what I want to anyway, and don't care if you all despise me. If I should take a notion to jump in to the ocean, it ain't nobody's business if I do, 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 do. If I go to church on Sunday and I shimmy down on Monday, well, it ain't nobody's business if I do, if I do. I would rather my gal would have hit me than to haul her right up and quit me. But it ain't nobody good if I do, 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 do. If I lend her if I do, Lord, no.
Yeah.
Well, my mom loved me. She had all night long. Well, my mom loved me. She had all night long. I was judging around. I was booking around. Yeah. One night I laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. Papa tell Mama, little boy Boogie, anyway, gotta come out. I felt so good. Well, Boogie just the same. Town. I was walking down Hazen Street. Everybody was talking about Henry Swankfield. I thought I'd drop in there tonight. I got there. But the yak people, huh? They really had a ball. Yeah, yeah. Then I hollered. Boogie children. Boogie children.
That was John Lee Hooker with Boogie Chillin' from the album Best of Friends. Features Eric, that had Eric Clapton on it, obviously, playing lead guitar. It also features Charles Brown, Ry Cooder, Robert Cray, Ben Harper, Booker T. Jones, Los Lobos, Van Morrison. I'm trying to find a name I don't know. Charlie Musselwhite, Bonnie Raitt, Carlos Santana, Joe Turner, Jimmy Vaughn. Unbelievable cast of characters. So, yeah, from the album Best of Friends, that was John Lee Hooker with Boogie Chillin'. And before that, we heard Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and that was by Eric Clapton on the album Nothing But the Blues. Actually, it was a video. by Martin Scorsese, highlighting Eric's blues music. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we had a bunch. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. I lost count of how many people called in. Nobody with the correct answer to the question yet, but a lot of them with the same answer, which is probably the most logical. I'll tell you what that was later. But the question basically was, when Bobby Whitlock and Eric first talked about forming Derek and the Dominoes, they thought of Carl Radel, and then they thought of another drummer other than Jim Gordon. And so he would have been the original drummer, and he also would have replaced Jim Gordon around the time that Derek and the Dominoes broke up. So who was that other drummer? And I'll give you two big hints. One is that, well, I don't know, this is only a big hint if you have the book. It's mentioned several times in Bobby Whitlock's very good biography, A Rock and Roll Biography, or is it a rock and roll autobiography? I think it's A Rock and Roll Biography. Really good book. And so he mentions it in a lot of really nice tidbits in there. And the other hint is that this other drummer also was in Delaney and Bonnie with Jim Gordon for a period of time. They were double drumming kind of thing going on. So that's your big hint. So 908-852-4545. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to play the Eric influence.
Hello, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. With us this week, the lovely and ethereal Jessica Hoop, plus the dynamic, brilliant power trio, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and an award story that'll melt your heart. All this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Computer Images Web, LLC, a full-service website design and development company serving a wide range of markets in New Jersey and surrounding areas. Computer Images Web also designs websites compatible with mobile devices. More information on Computer Images Web, LLC's services available at computerimagesweb.com.
Are you looking for a degree that opens doors? Consider a bachelor's degree in sociology from Centenary College's School of Professional Studies. At Centenary, working adults find it easy to return to college and earn their degree. With our most flexible program yet, classes are delivered in a convenient blend of in-class and online formats. It's easier than ever to earn your degree. To learn more, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SPS.
And we just got the correct answer to the question of the week, and he's on hold waiting for me to finish yapping so we can get back on the phone with him and take the information and send out the Piggy's Deli gift card. So it's time for the Eric influence here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and on the Crossroads show. I don't know if you're going to like this pick. I don't know. But it's Ted Nugent. You might think, well, what in the world does he have to do with Eric Clapton? Don't think they ever played together, and you might not hear the influence, and I don't know what Eric would have to say about it anyway. At one point, Ted was asked to pick his top, 10 or so picks of the greatest guitarists of all time, and he picked 11, and coming in at number 6 was good old Eric Clapton. So he cites him as an influence and one of his picks of the greatest guitarists of all time. This is basically what he said in a nutshell. How this guy had so much soul and musical discipline at such a young age for a white guy will forever remain one of life's great mysteries. Eric brought both unbridled outrage and infectious melodiousness to hard-driving, bluesy guitar music at the perfect time. Everything Cream is to die for. That was like a little kind of post comment. So, Ted Nugent. So, we're going to play something. I did a little searching to find something sort of, sort of that might appeal to the Eric influence, to the Eric Clapton audience. So we're going to play something called Together from Ted Nugent.
Loving you, stars, us all the time. Many nights, loving you and holding you and feeling fine.
Ninety-one-nine WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Where you belong. can start anew. But I know darn well it all depends on you. Oh, baby, won't you give me one more chance? Won't you give me one more chance?
When my heart starts beating like a hammer, and my eyes get full of tears, oh, when my heart starts beating like a hammer, you know you only been gone 24 hours, baby. Oh, but it seemed like a million years. Now, if I ever mistreated you, baby, you know I didn't mean no harm. Oh, if I ever mistreated you, baby, God knows I didn't mean no harm. You know I'm just a little country boy, baby. And I was raised right down on the cotton farm. is my trouble, baby. Baby, I don't know what to do. Oh, you give me so much trouble, baby. Baby, I don't know what to do. I ain't got nothing now, baby. Baby, and it's all on the count of you.
That was B.B. King and Eric Clapton from the album Riding with the King. That was When My Heart Beats Like a Hammer. And we started that set off with, yes, we started it off with Ted Nugent from the album Free For All, we heard Together. And that was because that was this week's pick for the Eric influence, guitarists that are well known and influenced by Eric Clapton. And then we heard One More Chance from what was being worked on, would have been perhaps on the second Derek and the Dominoes album, and is now available on the Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs album, the 40th anniversary version. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're going to take a short break and play some more music.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Lifeline Smartphone and Tablet Repair of Hackettstown, New Jersey. Located at the Mansfield Commons Mall on Route 57, Lifeline offers repair of all smartphones and tablets, including cracked screens and more. Also specializing in PC and Mac diagnostic services. Services available by appointment or walk-in. 908-691-9100 or online at lifelinerepairs.com.
Here are the rules for WNTI contests. Only one winner per household for 30 days. Prizes are not redeemable for cash and are not exchangeable. WNTI is not responsible for any telephone disconnects. Decision of the judges is final. Winner is responsible for any and all taxes incurred by winning prize. WNTI reserves the right to substitute prizes. WNTI staff members, community volunteers, employees, and their families are ineligible for WNTI contests. Employees of any other media are ineligible for WNTI contests. A complete copy of the WNTI contest rules is available online at WNTI.org and by writing WNTI Contest Rules, 400 Jefferson Street, Hackettstown, New Jersey, 07840.
keyboard player, Mr. Eddie Lux. And the band, I'm running for everyone, huh? I'm standing here with my heart in my hand. I'm waiting for a friend, people. I hope you understand. I've got the blues. I got the blues every day. Yes, I've got the blues, people. I've got the blues every day. But with a little help from my friends, I won't have it no other way. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Otis Rush and Friends live at Montreux, Switzerland, 1986. And in addition to a great band already with Otis Rush at the helm, that featured Eric Clapton and Luther Allison. Luther Allison sat in on that one song, or at least that's the only song that made it to the CD. And Eric Clapton sat in on four altogether that made it to the CD. So that was Otis Rush, one of Eric's idols, certainly someone he imitated all the way going back to the Blues Breakers album. It's evident that there's a lot of Otis Rush in his playing at that point in time. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton with your host, Gary Ault. And we do have an answer to the question of the week. And the question was, who was to be the original drummer for Derek and the Dominoes? Who was discussed between Bobby Whitlock and Eric Clapton, according to the book Rock and Roll Biography by Bobby Whitlock? And this same drummer was talked about as a replacement for Jim Gordon when he was sort of kicked out of the band, and instead of replacing him, they just sort of broke up. Well, the answer, according to Michael from Belvedere, who was the only one with the correct answer, who gets the gift card to Piggy's Deli in Hackettstown, well, he's right, and he agrees with Bobby Whitlock, that it was Jim Keltner. So Jim had played with Delaney and Bonnie for a period of time, along with Jim Gordon, you know, a double drumming kind of a thing, and then, you know, they thought he would have been a great choice, and Bobby thought that Derek and the Dominoes might have stayed together if Jim had been the drummer, but who knows? It's hard to tell, really. But we're going to play something that features Jim Keltner and Ringo Starr, actually, doing some double drumming. This is from the Bangladesh album, the Concert for Bangladesh, which has, of course, Eric Clapton in the band, Jim Keltner and Ringo Starr, and a lot of other regulars. So, Wawa.
Oh,
And that was Wawa with George Harrison and Friends from the Concert for Bangladesh, featuring Eric Clapton and Jim Keltner on that track. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. You've been listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton all night. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we are going to finish with the Judy moment.
Listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
B. McNally's Irish Pub and Eatery, located on Grand Avenue in Hackettstown. Open every day from 11:30 a.m. to 2 a.m., B. McNally's offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including salads, sandwiches, traditional Irish fare, and more. Live entertainment schedule available online. More information at bmcnally's.com or by phone 908-813-1900.
Napa Auto Parts, located on Willow Grove Street in Hackettstown. Open 7 days a week, Napa Auto Parts has a full line of automotive parts and accessories, including items for winter driving, such as antifreeze, starting fluid, ice scrapers, and snowplow parts. More information can be found at Napa.